Hello, Dr. Tori Robeson here, chiropractic practice success consultant, where I teach you how to go farther than you ever thought you could. You're listening to the Chiro Success Podcast. I am optimistic, positive, and excited about chiropractic, reaching people with my practice and building an exceptional life of productivity, prosperity, and generosity while filled with love, fitness, and fun. My purpose is to become smarter, more powerful, capable, driven, and a superior version of myself by ever increasing my awareness, knowledge, understanding, motivation, hands-on skill, communication skill, and mastery in the art of exceptional living. Every single podcast causes you to naturally attract more great new patients, makes you more capable and motivating and persuading people toward higher levels of health, empowers you to make smarter, long-term decisions in all areas of your life, and energizes you physically, mentally, and financially. Well, guess what time it is again? It's case study time. So let's just jump right in with our next interesting and inspiring chiropractor case study. Ah, here we are, Winner's Edge Chiropractic Success Case Study, Ryan Alter, DC, and we'll just jump right in here and we'll let you tell his story as I fire off the questions. Okay, where are you located?
I am in South Florida on the East Coast in Delray Beach. It's probably an hour and a half north of Miami, about 30 minutes south of Palm Beach, kind of right in between Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale.
So here we go, Delray Beach, Florida. It sounds great, doesn't it, everybody? It sounds like a beautiful area. It is a beautiful area. Okay, where'd you go to chiropractic college?
I went to Life University in Atlanta. I actually went when Sid was there giving the all of these weekly rah-rah meetings. I was there and it was great.
So you actually got to sit in the auditorium and all that with Sid Williams giving these talks.
Dropping the keys.
Unbelievable. And now it's a memory and it's a legend. But at the time it was happening, I bet you thought, when's this over so I can go eat, right?
Yeah, most people at that point, it was every week, so it got a little crazy, but you didn't understand what you were seeing. You didn't know. Yeah. You just didn't know.
Oh, but you look back and it's really precious. Oh, that's awesome stuff. Okay, what year did you graduate?
2001.
Okay, graduates 2001. So we got 23-ish years in practice.
Yeah, I went and worked for someone. I did an internship, and then I went and worked for Mark Pierce, a semi-successful doctor, and spent a couple of years there. And so I didn't go out on my own until 06 when I came to Delray and opened the practice.
Okay. Now, how did we meet?
Okay, we met. I was part of a different consulting group when I first came out. It was a practice starters thing. It was kind of like, you're going to go where and open this practice? Well, latch on to me and I'll help you with that whole process. So even choosing where in Florida and all that. And so I was attached to this other consultant. And right at the end of that two-year contract, I was at one of his seminars and you were there accepting all these awards. And I remember after I kind of went out in the hallway and we started talking. And that's kind of the beginning of us meeting. Winner's Edge did not even exist at that point.
Yeah, isn't that something? It was I remember that seminar. Like, I remember exactly where we were standing. It had to be Atlanta or Orlando, one of the two, right?
Yep. Yeah.
With a little bucket of candy out on the front desk and all that. No stage, no power. It was an overhead projector.
I don't remember.
It was putting up the transparency things on the overhead projector.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that what it was? With the big manual that was this big with the big coil bound? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting. And that was probably about 2005-ish?
Yeah, maybe. 2000. Yeah, be right before I came down here to open. Yes.
Interesting. And we had similar interests and we became friends at that point. Okay. All right. Now, what was interesting here is this. You're part of another coaching group. How did their fee structure work?
The fee structure for the program that I was in was a percentage of your total collections. And at that point, it was 15% of your total collections per month. Now, there was minimums when you first started. If you didn't hit this, it was a minimum of this. But by the, I don't know, whatever month, it was 15% of your collection. So by the time I finished that program, I was collecting 30. And so my bill that month would have been $4,500 for the month.
And by the way, everybody, that's like 20 years ago. All right. And he could probably talk a lot about that. But we're not bashing the program because he's a respected person. He helped a lot of people. But that's the old school way of doing things back in the day when they still thought you could just throw claims out the window and collect big money from insurance companies. Okay, fascinating. Okay, so now you're cruising along. What made you join, or how did you get involved in the Winner's Edge thing after all of that?
If you remember, you came down to Delray Beach. I think you were going to Bob Proctor's seminar, and we met up, and we actually went to IHP, that workout place, and did some kettlebell training back when kettlebell had just come about. And so we're there, and we're talking, and I actually drove, so you're in the car with me. And I remember when I pulled back up to that Marriott there on the beach in Delray.
Yeah, trusty Audi.
Yep, and you, I had the convertible Audi, and you pull around into that little thing, and I stop there to let you out, and you're just blah, 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 blah about all this stuff that's literally blowing my mind. And I didn't know any of that because what I had really learned were some basic systems of how do you do a report or this and that. It was really it just wasn't this high level. It was ABC chiropractic, and now I'm hearing about some real high level stuff and some goal setting stuff and some of that. And it kind of blew my mind. And I said, I need more of this.
Interesting. And then what happened, everybody, is the Winner's Edge thing started. And it started as a one-day event that people paid quite a bit of money for a six-hour training. And then I realized it had to turn into a more formal training. And sure enough, Dr. Alter was there at one of it was one of the very first meetings. How many people were there?
I don't remember. I know you've said some numbers. It was
just one little row of chairs.
Not as many as in January.
Oh, not as many as the other day. But it was like eight people. Okay. And like one of them's my girlfriend over there, just so I could get another seat full. You know what I'm saying? So he's been around since the beginning. And one interesting thing here, we'll move on to the stuff that's more interesting for everybody watching or reading. You joined, and where were you at financially with the past consultant at the time that you were looking to join? I remember exactly where I was standing. We're having a conversation, and you were telling me where you stood with your balance with the prior consultant. Go ahead.
Yeah, I owed him, I don't remember exactly, but I feel like it was almost 30. I was behind because if you really understand, you're just getting going. 15% of collections, you don't have any extra money. That number is astronomical. And I remember telling you that I owe him this much money. And I think you said something to me like, what is the most stressful thing or the biggest stress for you right now? And it was my consultant. And you said, how is that even possible? How is that possible?
How is that possible? And then I think you had some trust because you owed the money. I was saying, hey, you got to pay this. You're going, I don't want to pay anymore. I've already paid enough. I kind of feel that I'm not that excited about paying anymore. But I think you had some trust, and then we were able to get started and go from there. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so now we'll kind of do a little bit of data. So when you joined, about how many visits a week were you seeing?
I don't know. I think I was collecting 30. I was probably seeing...
That's fine. You can leave it with that. So you're collecting about 30. Okay. Now let's go through. Where were you at debt-wise?
Yeah, debt-wise, I had my student loans still completely intact, 130. I had paid zero on them. I was paying interest only, $500 a month or something for the last 5 years.
5 years and made zero ground on the student loans.
Zero ground. It was never once was it talked about in my prior consulting or anything. So no one addressed it. All I was doing was trying to keep my head above water and make that payment. The idea of ever paying those off, there was no vision to see through paying those off. They just were something that sat there that were never addressed. I'll deal with that
after
later.
Killing you. Yeah. Okay, what else did you owe?
I think I had 50 in credit cards.
50,000 in credit cards? What else did you owe?
And then I owed 106 that I took out on my mom's home as a business start loan.
Yeah. So we owed the 105, 106 on a HELOC because his mom was fortunate enough to be able to help him out by making that loan. So you had a bunch of debt to the accountant. You had a bunch of debt to all these other things, and you got no money at the end of the month, right?
And I got no money at the end of the month. Yeah. I got enough to pay a lease on a car, so I feel great about that.
Okay, I got a lease on a car, so at least I kind of feel good because I look kind of cool in my nice car, but really there's not much behind it. Okay, what was happening at that time as far as saving or investing money?
Zero.
Not even on the radar, right?
Nope.
And of course, now you see these people that join Winner's Edge right while they're in school, and they start with that.
It's unbelievable. They have no idea the advantage they have.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
First off, starting in school, you start in school, so you've got the money concepts, the anti-debt concepts, the save every week concept. But then if you're lucky enough, you get to have you looking at making the right decisions for the first office, and you don't have to go through the rebuild.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. At that point in time, before kind of the big Winner's Edge transition, what was your attitude about your practice and maybe your life, and how were you sleeping and your excitement or your energy? Where were you really at as a person?
God, it's hard to think back. I think I was excited. I was probably stressed. I had an ignorance to really knowing what was going on. I had no idea of the uphill battle I had because I didn't understand math. I didn't understand any of that. I had no idea, you know, that a lot of the things I was doing in the practice were not good. My treatment time and things like that were terrible, but I didn't know any better. So I felt like, look at me, I'm doing it. At least I hired that coach because I saw he was affiliated with some of the groups I was hanging out with doing some upper cervical work. And I saw that he would take these people and they would at least make it, because the stories I heard is that, you know, a certain percentage don't even make it. So I thought, okay, if I just attach to this guy, at least I'll make it, was kind of where I was at. Because it's not like my family knows anything about this. And it's just me showing up in this state and going, all right, I'm going to start this business, which is kind of scary.
It is wild because so many people, students or young people, get involved in coaching groups kind of on hope. But really, they have hope in something that's really not there. You see a couple little glimmers because some other people are successful who maybe were already successful or would have been successful anyway, or went back to their hometown where they knew everybody, or they bought a practice that was already seen. You just don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
So you're on hope there. Okay. Okay. So then we start here. Now, what's your best collections in a month?
It's 102,000.
102,000. Tell us about your debt now.
My debt now, you know, I've got a little bit of a line of credit on my business because I built this home. So that, but if you asked me this question a year and a half ago, the debt zero.
Yeah. So let's just talk about that for a second. Pay the consultant off.
Pay the consultant off.
Use the system and crushed all your student loans.
Student loans. We did that in one calendar year with the pay every day routine. I remember you were coaching
me. Then you attacked the HELOC.
HELOC, blasted that in another one.
Yeah. Yep. And so there you are. So in other words, all the stuff you're taught, you applied it and it worked, and it really started. You really started to make this net worth turn and start to climb up this mountain. In fact, since you mentioned it, let's just take a little look here. I'm going to share the screen for a second. And by the way, so when you first started, where were you living? What did it cost?
Yeah, I was living in an apartment. I can't remember. It probably cost $1,200 a month.
Yeah, so $1,200 a month apartment.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing really else on the radar that was cool. You hadn't learned the setup concept of the setup of the office and the setup of the home. But now at this point, let's take a look and let's explain. Why don't you explain what we're looking at here for a couple seconds?
Yeah, there's the new home I just built with Tori's help along the way. But this is from an empty lot that was sitting there for 20 years. Found a builder, hired an architect, and built that thing from scratch. And it is a perfectly efficient masterpiece for my life. And I never want to leave it now. It's my forever home.
Yeah.
And it's really something. It's changed my life. We were communicating last night, Tori, about that. And it's so unbelievable what that's done to the way I feel every night.
It's what are we looking at here in the backyard real quick?
Yeah, you're looking at my pool there, and you can see this screened-in covered porch there. Those screens actually can motorize up, but that whole screened-in porch, I have these big sliders, so I can open those sliders and extend the inside of my house, and those screens would keep the bugs out. But way in the back, you can see my new cold plunge, and to the left of that is my gym where I have a sauna built in there. So I've got kind of the sauna, cold plunge, and then right in front of you there is the spa. So I've got all of my kind of health modalities. I mean, my life really revolves around my practice, my relationship, and my health and accumulating wealth. So I've got all of those things intact there just for make my life.
Coincidentally, look what the next slide happens to be.
Ah, interesting.
You got one of those too, except it's a white one.
I got one of those too. Yeah.
That's really wild. Crazy. Yeah. So what you're seeing here is you start, and then we have a plan for the future financially to get the setup for the home, the setup for the house, the debt, and all of those things. Okay, how about your money and investing knowledge now?
Yeah, it's unbelievable compared to before. It's a lot of fun. I'm not as far as I'd like to be. I wish I was like some of these students that tap into you when they're 28 years old, because the curve and what they're going to have, but better late than never, obviously. So I'm chomping away. I'm accumulating. I have a plan to pay off that house. So I'll have the Winner's Edge paid for house and a stack of money. So at some point when I don't want to be working on people anymore, I can still have a great life.
So you see here now what happens at Winner's Edge is there's a clear plan for the future money-wise. The plan for the house, the investing plan, and then how you turn that money into your life so you can live on it. So you have a plan, yes?
Yes.
It's unbelievable. Nobody chiropractic has that except us.
Yeah.
What are some of your biggest stresses now?
My health is a stress sometimes.
Because you want to be a high performer, you want to feel great, so you're focusing on that.
Yeah. Right.
But the stresses are different, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very different.
They're not as burdensome. They're not as, you don't feel the same weight. You have more luxury type stresses, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, well, what color Range Rover should I get? Or honey, how big should the spa be that connects to the pool? Or should we sauna? Or should we, you know, maybe we should, they're different decisions in your life, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. How about your excitement level for the future now?
I'm more excited. I happen to be in a great relationship, which changes everything. That's another thing we didn't talk about. I was in a goofed up relationship, actually a marriage when I first started here. And, thank God Winner's Edge and all those concepts were there through that whole process. But man, I came out the other end and here we are fast forward years later. And I've got a wonderful, incredible relationship who happens to be, comes with me to every Winner's Edge seminar. And she's kind of part of my almost office team and she is fully engaged in all Winner's Edge concepts. So I've got this partner who's on board with all this, who, by the way, saves her own money like crazy, you know, super healthy, works out, has her own plan for the future, which is wonderful.
So we have a beautiful independence with her own goals and her own financials, all that stuff. You have yours. And then that comes together beautifully because the interests are similar and the targets are the same. Yeah. It's really an impressive thing. But your work and your effort has brought all that into your life. It doesn't just happen, does it?
Yeah, no. You know, I couldn't have attracted this person to me if I was still the person I was long ago. There's just no way. I mean, everything about who I am and what I deserve and what I can attract and what I can handle is all built on the growth from the Winner's Edge concepts of love, health, career, money type of thing, and just becoming such a more powerful and more mature and more responsible and more committed and more goal-driven and all of the awesome stuff that Winner's Edge is about. I'm just super thankful for all of that in my life.
Oh, well said. What can you do now in your life that you couldn't do before?
What can I do now that I couldn't do before?
How about things like trips? How about the food that you buy? You can buy the best stuff you want, right?
Yeah, for sure. We
the vehicle actually, you want. You got the freedom. You got the house where you can do the stuff that you want.
Yes. Right? Yes.
You
From a financial standpoint, there's a lot more benefits, obviously.
Yeah.
although understanding about saving, now I don't want to do those things more so I can build.
Yeah. Yeah. How has your technique and your skill improved over time?
Improved tremendously.
Yeah.
I wasn't really cool. That good long ago, but I'm constantly trying to get better, watching some of the videos, working with you on some of the stuff, and just, you know, the winner's edge thing is about it. Mastery and achieving excellence in all areas of your life. So if you really buy in and learn and grow in all of this, you don't want anything in your life to be stagnant. You don't want to get stale on any of it. You want to get better and better and better. And Tori, as a coach, is constantly pushing you. So there's no time for celebration, as Tori says.
Yeah. No trophy shining, right? Yeah. And that's it. We really, because if the love and relationship thing is a mess, affects your health. Of course, it affects the practice, affects your money. Hey, and if you're doing well financially, hey, that's great because it means the practice is going good. That makes you feel better, good for your health, gives you choices in a relationship. All those things work together. So we really have to have what we call what true Cairo success. Okay. Just real quick here. How is Winner's Edge different than any other groups you've been aware of?
You know, I don't know the in-depths of all these groups, but I can't imagine, you know, most of them, I think, especially the one I was part of, was a chiropractic, you know, systems, and it had nothing to do with the rest of your life. And this is a whole life, you know, I know your history with the Bob Proctor thing, but this is a life coaching thing under the umbrella of you have to be a chiropractor to get in. But when you get in here, if you take advantage of it, your whole life will change, not just how you do a report of findings, obviously.
Yeah. That's just it, because a successful person is a successful chiropractor. So that's what we have to attack.
Yes.
Yeah. Just listed maybe a couple of favorite parts of Winner's Edge program type stuff, not system type thing, but just you know, how
the orange
stuff you get for your money.
Yeah, the orange. First off, the seminars, the five seminars of the year, I basically take my team to all of them. I pretty much never miss, and I never don't bring the girls. I used to do that, which was an amateur move. How do you go to this seminar and elevate yourself, and you wind up leaving your team at home, and you come back, and they're all stale from a normal weekend, not in superhero land. So I'm at all the trainings. The trainings are incredible. Can't get enough of it. All the video stuff, the Zoom. Yeah. I mean, the information that's being thrown at you. I get a coaching call. That's incredible right now. You know, there's a constant here. I'm sure the chiropractors watching this can appreciate this. You're in your own place and you're just there kind of getting beat up by things all the time. And the stuff I get from Winner's Edge is the boost I need to keep me motivated and keep me excited. And they're timed right. And I mean, when it's time for a Zoom and I just flip on a Zoom, it's like, you know, it's
a good way to look at it. You get empowered to overpower. You're getting the ammo you need to handle whatever's going on versus getting, because he makes a good point, and that is we're getting beat up by all sides all the time. What are a couple of your favorite systems or type of, you know, things you've learned here that you're using all the time that have made a big difference? And it might be hard because there could be like 100 of them.
Yeah,
just, it's like what comes to mind?
Well, the layout of my new office, I mean, I can't even imagine being back in my old office, but I built out the level 4. I was one of the first ones in Winner's Edge to really get it done right. And I've got the layout the way it's supposed to be so that capacity is not an issue. The backup is my treatment time or whatever other goofed up stuff I'm doing, but it's not my office anymore. Yeah. You can pile people in the front door. Yeah. Obviously, the Insta report is awesome. The treatment time concept, if you don't understand that, that's another advantage. The young people who start this group early, they understand treatment time from the start. Whereas when I was practicing with that other coach, there was no concept of anything to do with how long you're in there and any treatment time. It wasn't even never talked about
yet. Your whole income hangs on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you couldn't fathom
it because you're seeing this chunk of people. So you're thinking, I can fit that chunk in there. I can spend 15 minutes with every patient, but you're not really understanding the long term. See, then you had to undo all of that, which is a very difficult thing to do. So the advantage of the younger people getting it done right.
Yeah.
I could continue the system all day.
Because there's the money flow system, there's the resign system, there's a wellness plan, there's a team meeting, there's your little huddles that you have.
The money
flow system.
There's
how you pay the team, the bonusing system, there's your schedule, which is a system. There's your whole image and what you guys wear and you're looking sharp is a system. I mean, it's just systems everywhere. And once you get them installed, it's almost like you forget that they're there because you take them for granted.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
The money flow system is an unbelievable thing.
The Winner's Edge money flow system is it. That's why, well, I'll get to that question in a second here. Yep. What's one of your favorite parts of the money training that you've had here?
All of it. I mean, just really stepping back and looking. One of my favorite parts is really having a plan for the future and understanding. Yes. Here's the goal and here's how you're going to get there. And let's get everything situated. So now you're on the escalator. Just don't screw it up now. Just go. You're going to win if you stay on there. That's exciting.
That is exciting because it's not hope or wish or just guessing like everybody else. It's like, you know what you're doing and you can do the numbers and do the math. And it's just a matter of cruising along. And then you can focus on incredible lifestyle.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about the auto paying or the daily paying on debt, the auto saving, obviously, which is such a basic thing. It's like a joke when you say it in the group. Like if you're not saving all 52 weeks and I'm going, is there anybody in here who's not saving all 52 weeks still? It's like amazing. But yet in normal world land, that's never happening.
Yeah. What's happening here at Winner's Edge is so different from chiropractor world, let alone the real world, that it's hard for people to wrap their head around it until they actually get involved in it and they realize how much they leave everybody else behind. I know you already mentioned a few things, but what might come to mind quick, what's one of the most amazing things about being in the Winner's Edge group?
The power and the confidence it builds, what it's turned me into as a man. It's just, you know, I could never talk to you again, of course I wouldn't want to do, but I am just a completely different person and I would never recoil back to where I was. I've just seen the light on so many things.
Quantum leap after quantum leap. And that's why I pushed. And ladies and gentlemen, follow this. Dr. Walter has been in the group for a long time, way over 10 years. And what happens most of the time is you end up going and you kind of outgrow the group. But what happens here is it's continually being pushed because I don't give them any slack.
Yeah, that's true. No, he doesn't slack. Sometimes
the tiniest thing is screwed up and I'm all over it immediately because I know what the caliber he wants to be and the level he wants to get to. And I see things that are not congruent with that level. I don't let any of that slide. None of it. Okay. Yeah. I can be fairly vicious in how I come across because that's just part of my personality. But if he says he wants to get to the top of the mountain, then I'm going to crack the whip to get to the top of the mountain.
If I didn't have that push, okay, I would be complacent and be okay long ago at whatever. And I would just be cruising and there'd be no house and there'd be no this and whatever.
We kind of talked about it a little bit, but why should all chiropractors, say coming out of school, be in the Winner's Edge group for at least a few years, if not forever? Like they really have to get what? Because they'll never get it otherwise and they need it.
They have to get all of these foundational things. They have to get the systems. They have to get the all of these foundational things that need to be put in place. Yep.
Like what exactly? Just start rattling them off.
They need to really understand treatment time. They need to get
treatment time has to be on point, which means
get their office needs to be laid out properly, or that's going to be an uphill battle forever. Their scripting, obviously. The money flow, the saving, the debt elimination. I mean, there's a million of those.
Accounting, how to do taxes, payroll, all the business, right?
Yeah. The one slide you put up at all the seminars goes through every single one of those things. Everyone needs all of those.
All of them. That's right. And you don't get it. You don't get it, and then you wing it or you're hanging on technique. But we're very proud of having those foundational things that every chiropractor has to have to be successful in practice, like regardless of technique, right?
And when you say needs to tap in for a couple of years or wherever you're going with that, to really get those, like I have almost all of them dialed in. Now I'm just trying to refine them. But when I look at that list, it's like I've gone through every single one. But it takes a long time.
That's 10 years of work, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's 10 years of work. Good discipline but for new people, it intimidates them. Oh, I'm not going to do anything for 10 years. But do you still feel like you're just really getting a handle and really starting to get good?
Long way to go, especially when I look at some other people in the group.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People that are working way harder than me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then now, because so many people are learning stuff right when they graduate, we've got people collecting 100 a month in their 10th month open.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they started with everything right out of the gate and they just think that's normal. You know what I mean? It's amazing. Okay. Can you quantify what you've received in return for the money you've paid?
Yeah, you couldn't quantify it, but it's a multiple of, I mean, how do you quantify it? You know, I could
Let's say if a guy pays $15,000 a year, but he collects $200,000 more times the number of years, you know, but it's beyond that because it's lower stress.
Millions.
It's this.
It's millions.
It's how much money interest you saved on the loans. That alone is more than what most people pay.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All the concepts all that I've learned to make me not make a stupid decision tomorrow could be worth $100,000 just on that one decision.
Yeah. Yeah. I could have a phone call, right? And just say, no, don't do it. And it saves you hundreds of thousands and 6 months of a headache. Okay. And possibly losing great staff people. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's we try to estimate it's about 8,000 to 10,000% return typically. Okay. Last thing here. We really appreciate you taking some time with us. I know everybody's enjoying it as a leader in the group. Okay, and you're going to have a few, and just speak freely here, unique stories, funny, memorable, convicting, what we might call Tory stories, Toryisms, or something like that. The floor is yours.
Tory stories or something that happened?
Tory stories, something that you said, you heard, you got mad about, it lit a fire, you know what I mean? Something that happened here with my interaction or coaching, with you specifically, that somehow comes up in your mind.
Yeah, not the plastic cockroach I put in your seat that made you almost crash. Not that one.
All right, I'll tell that one really quickly. I get this new car. I'm in Minnesota setting up my place in Florida. I have the car delivered to Dr. Alter's office. And then I think you drove it home, right? And yeah. I was going to fly in and pick it up. And so I go and I get the keys and I go out there to get in this car at 11 o'clock at night. I'm driving down the road. It's dark. Hand is on the wheel. My other hand's kind of hanging by the shifter. It's dark. Cruising along, and then the street lights are kind of coming in the car. And some reason I looked up, and there's this big hairy cockroach right next to my hand, okay, on the console of my car. I pull into the gas station. I jump out. I'm looking at this thing. The paper thing was still on the floorboard. You know what I mean? Like when you get a car, the paper thing. I grab that and I crumple it up and I start poking this thing. And I realize it's plastic. And he played a trick on me that about drove me right into the ditch. And then after I thought it was okay and I'm driving along, I flip down the visor and another one lands right on me and gets me again. I got the double crush on that.
Yeah.
Oh, totally got me. That thing.
All right, what was the original question? The original question was a story.
Stories or any time that I cracked the whip or something happened here.
Yeah, I mean, you've cracked
Tori's being an asshole.
I got it.
Or you said something that really, or you saw something, you know, just something that's just your own personal thing to.
Yeah, I mean, thinking of a specific one, there's so many, but really it boils down to the concept of you never let up on me. You know, I just want to cruise sometimes. I feel like, and you never let it go. And sometimes the stuff you say, because you know my potential and you compare me. Here's a story. It happened the other day for like the 100th time. We have a conversation on our call. Okay. And I say something dumb or I explain something or something that's going on. And then you use it as an example in the Zoom and almost smashing me, knowing I'm going to watch the Zoom in an hour. You don't say my name, but you just it's almost like you're making a personal video to smack me in the face about
That's
what
my
I
favorite trick.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite trick is to
you
take
hit me with it
I
like
heard
10
and then,
times,
and then blast the person without anybody knowing it, and then to see if I can get away with it and get them to think I wasn't trying to single them out. But because you know me, you know that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I do that at events. If I hear something and I think it's valuable for everybody, everybody's going to hear about it. And hopefully, especially the person it'll help the most. I don't wipe stuff. I don't put it under the rug. Right.
Right. You don't
just go, oh, that's too bad. I won't let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a unique thing where we might be in doing something fun? We could be in Key Largo sitting around. Okay. Eating some food, maybe a couple of dolphins jumping out there, 84 degrees outside. We're around people we care about, having a great time. Okay, something will happen. And I find myself saying this all the time. What do you learn from that?
Yeah. Now, here's what you really do. We're watching a UFC fighter. I text you after this guy just clocks this guy and lays him out. Whoa, look at that. I get a I get a 4-paragraph text back. Well, you need to realize, you see the perseverance in your report of findings and you can't this. And I'm just going, God, this guy never lets up. It's never lets up.
Yeah, it's everything that I see is some sort of gathering of information that can be useful for the success of the chiropractor. And that's what's happening every single day of the week for me, every day of my life. It looks like I'm out having fun, but really I'm just doing that in between work-related stuff. But I'm picking up things that I can use because of my basically 100% dedication to helping the people under my care become more successful. Go ahead.
I got one more example. Obviously, we've been boating together quite a bit and been on some powerboat runs and all that. So we'll get to a destination. We might have left at 7 a.m. and we're on this grueling boat thing where we stop and then dock and this. And we finally get to Key West and it's, you know, 8 hours later or 10 hours later. And we've been in the sun getting smashed, all this. And whoever's with us, they're going to go. And then I got to stay with Tori for like an hour and go through this boat line tying boot camp thing that's, I'm just going, and he's going, ah, come on, let's do it again. And I'm just going, God, do you know what time it is? And it never ends. It never ends.
Yeah, what he's getting at here is when you pull up to a place like that, you want to just jump off, like you get out of a car and go and relax and shower, right? And you're hungry or you're thirsty and you want to just chill. And you've been like this for 190 miles on the water and high wind and all of that and wave smashing. But really, when we get there, it's when the work begins. Okay. A lot of people don't see that. You got to get the thing tied up, right? And it can't bounce up against this, right? And the tides are going in. So you got to have the lines able to accommodate the tides. And every boat around you is 1.4 million. So you can't have it even get near it, let alone touch it. And there's a science to that. And then I even get up early. It'll be 5 a.m., 4:30, 2 a.m., 4:45. And I will get up and I will walk around the docks. And not only will I check my boat, I will check everybody else's boat. Okay. It's just the way it is for me. Okay.
That's a true story.
never not at work. Ah, great stuff. Well, fantastic here. Thanks for spending some time. A great case study with Dr. Ryan Alter and his powerful practice and his powerful life in beautiful Delray Beach, Florida. Rock on. Great
Thanks,
job.
Man.
If you're a chiropractor looking to dominate in practice and in life, learn more at winnersedgeconsulting.com.